Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord, and I pray that you'll get your eyes upon God. And I pray today that no matter what you're facing, you'll realize that God is able to deliver and set you free. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and today I'd like to read out of God's Word. For the last few weeks, I've been talking about David and Goliath, one of my most favorite Bible stories in the Bible. Out of 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I want to read verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, speaking of Goliath, and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. For many, many days, I don't know exactly the period of time, Israel had believed a lie. They believed that Goliath was stronger than them, and they were afraid to come up against this big giant Goliath. Goliath came out in the morning, and he came out in the evening, and he cursed and defied the God of Israel and the armies of Israel. He made sport of God, and he cursed God, and he cursed his children. But one day, a boy, a shepherd boy, showed up with a backbone, my husband used to say, as big as a saw log. He had a backbone of faith, and he believed God. And he told King Saul, he said, I'll go fight him. And all David had was a sling and stone. And the Bible says that he told him, he said, the God that helped me in the wilderness fight a bear and a lion when he came after my sheep, this Philistine will be no more than that. In other words, the same God that was with him in the wilderness was with him now before a whole nation. I want you to know the same God that in the Bible is real today. There's people today trying to water down the gospel, and they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. Today I'm not denying the power of God, because there's nothing impossible with our God. The same God that was with the little shepherd boy that day that faced Goliath is with us today. The Bible says that David didn't have a sword, and he didn't have a spear. He didn't have the weapons of war. Even Saul had tried to put his armor on him. David said, I can't fight with this. I've not been proved with this. Just give me my slingshot. Let me go face this Goliath. See, he knew it wasn't a slingshot. It wasn't the type of stones that he picked. It was his faith in God. You see, you don't fight with weapons. You fight with your faith. If you don't have faith in God, I don't care what kind of weapons and army you got back in you, you're going to fail. Let me repeat that. Without faith in God, I don't care what kind of laws you pass, what kind of weapons you have, what kind of army you have, you're going to fail. You must have faith in God. David knew that, and when he ran upon Goliath, and he took that, Bible says, took his slingshot, and that stone found its mark. And when he ran upon and stood upon Goliath, he took his own weapon, Goliath's own weapon, and killed him with, cut off his head with his own weapon. See, the very thing that had threatened the army of God, when a little boy of faith showed up, that very thing was turned back on the enemy and destroyed the enemy. The same thing will happen today. One shepherd boy changed the course of a whole nation that day. Let me repeat that. One shepherd boy changed the course of a whole nation that day. One shepherd boy changed the course of a whole nation that day. I'm calling for some shepherd boys, for some shepherd ladies today, to stand up in faith to change the course of our nation. Not to believe the lie that the enemy is telling us, but to know that we, in our personal lives and in our nation, we can have the victory and we can have revival. Will you stand with me and believe God for a revival in America? Believe God for a revival in our state, in our country. Believe God for a revival in our family. Can you do that today? Lord, touch our hearts. Move on our spirits today. Save souls and let us show up in faith. And believe in you for signs and wonders and miracles. It's in Jesus' name I ask and I pray. Amen.